I know a couple of weeks ago, you said to me that you were hoping reality wouldn't set in. That was pre the Sligo match. Since then, two defeats and a draw. Is this the reality we're in now at the moment then, Ollie?
Look, it is what it is. I mean, you know, a lot of people wanted to maybe, you know, get carried away a little bit. I wasn't trying to be a killjoy. I just wanted to explain this, that, you know, it's middle of the road is where we hope to be, wherever that may be. I felt that maybe some people wanted to get a high out of this, and maybe that's part of it. I'm not quite sure, but I just wanted to be cautious and explain it. And from day one, you know, I've warned people about what we're in, and we're in a fight and we're in a battle. And please God, we'll fight and we'll battle, Lushing.
Yeah, but at the same time, Ollie, during that period, that it's instilled maybe an extra bit of confidence on the side, knowing that they can take results against some of the better teams. Would that be fair enough?
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. I mean, you know, you've referred to the Sligo game. There was nothing in the Sligo game until a mistake. And we got turned over from that. Had that not gone in, we could be having a completely different conversation here. But we've accumulated a number of points which we're happy with up to now. However, we're going into, you know, the best team in the country to play against tomorrow night, Oisín. So we're quite realistic of you know, the standard that's ahead of us. We played Pats last Friday that are up there. Shamrock Rovers we would consider to be ahead of them even. So it'll be, you know, if we're not right tomorrow night, it'll be a long, long night for us. And that's the reality of the Premier Division.
Yeah. Are you going to need a 2-0 advantage and more like what you had the last time when you played them in the Cup, Ollie, if you're to get something out of the game?
Well, that wasn't good enough the last time, you know, and I don't normally refer to this, but the same referee is refereeing tomorrow night. Am I blaming 3 penalties in 4 minutes for the away team? Very possibly, you know. I don't know, would we have beaten Shamrock Rovers and held on or kicked on from the 2-0 lead? And we never know, but, you know, we certainly closed the gap that night against them. However, tomorrow night, they haven't lost, basically, in the League of Ireland in 18 months. And, you know, we would love to close the gap again tomorrow night, regardless of penalty decisions. But we need one of them to go our way, as opposed to 3 of them going against you that happened the last time. That's not sour grapes in any manner. There's no guarantee we'd have got through to the Cup semi-final had those penalties not been given, but it certainly would have maybe given a helping hand to the opposition then.
And I suppose one thing coming out of that game, Ollie, from a Shamrock Rovers point of view, they've a more understanding of the threat of Harps now this time around.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And you could say the same about Pats last weekend, where they were turned over in the Cup as well as the league in Ballybuffet last year and knew. But I don't think Shamrock Rovers, of all teams, underestimate anyone, including ourselves, to their credit. They're hugely, hugely professional. They have a serious quality as well as number of players available for the selection. And they've added serious quality to what they had last year. They've probably only got better. But we'd love to make it tough for them and see what way it goes, as we did last year. But then the other side of it is that the year before, they comfortably bet us 3-0 in Ballybuffet, where we need to stay in the game tomorrow night, be it that we don't concede early and that we can make it difficult for them. But that itself will take a lot of things to go our way, including maybe decisions from the people officiating.
Yep. You're banging in the goals in the opening number of matches, Ollie, in the Premier Division. They've sort of dried up over the course of the last week to 2 weeks. Is it concerning for you?
No, many people have asked me that question, and I referred to a number of years ago where we went 8 games without scoring, and there was more talk in the media about doom and gloom, and we eventually got a nil-all draw in a midweek game in the showgrounds after 8 defeats, where Raff, who was playing with Sligo at the time, missed a penalty in the last minute. It was the third last game of the season. We were gradually going down the table. It looked like we could be in the relegation playoff position. We got a draw there, and we bet Bray and Bowes to finish out the season and stayed up. And I don't think anybody remembers those 8 games without goals, bar myself and Paul Egerty. But, of course, we'd love to score more goals. We'd love to keep the clean sheets as well. But, you know, we at least scored against Shamrock Rovers in that cup game last year. Previous to that, we hadn't scored in a number of years against them defensively. They're very strong, as well as the attacking threats that they have.
Yeah. And going into this game, Ollie, against Rovers, are you going to make a number of changes from the last match against Pats, or what's the plan? Are you being forced into making changes?
We have a number of people that are injured, yeah. People that are injured prior to the Pats game, and one or two that picked up knocks. We have three games in the week ahead of Oisín, Friday, yeah, Monday and Saturday. And we need to make sure that, you know, if people aren't right for tomorrow night, that we have them right for Monday, or if they're not right for Monday, we have them right for Saturday. That as I said, probably the only positive we have is that we have a bigger number of a panel than we ever had. And, you know, three games in a week, we need to use that as we did 10 days ago for the three games in that week also. Yeah, there'll be a number of changes, and there'll be a number of changes going into Monday, and probably a number of changes then going into Bowes at the end of that week.
Yeah, Johnny Dunleavy was a surprise inclusion last week. Any surprises for us this week, Ollie, on the cards?
No, not yet, Oisín, but the day, it's early in the day here, you know. Look, we're delighted to get Johnny. I mean, it's not so much a surprise. I tried to explain this at the time also. Johnny hasn't played in 24 months. He's coming back from a serious operation. And, you know, it's just a question, can he stay fit and help us out? And I don't think he needs any of the attention on the basis that, you know, we're just hoping that he doesn't break down, he can stay fit and add to what we have already.
Okay, just finally then, Ollie, you did mention the three games coming up. We've got Shamrock Rovers, Derry City and Bohemians. What would you like to get out of those three games come next weekend?
We'd love to win them all, Oisín. Like, you know, wouldn't it be great? But we've no idea. You've no idea what we can get out of it. They're three hugely difficult games. Two of them away from home. One of them, obviously, against the top team in the country. We need to see. We haven't even looked at Derry or Bowes. Really, our concern is Shamrock Rovers on Friday. If we don't put everything into that, we certainly won't be getting a result. If we take a right off the ball on Friday, we could take we could have a long, long day if we prioritise other games. So we'll go have it tomorrow night and see where that gets us, and we'll see where we're at on Saturday morning for the Derry game then, Oisín.
Okay, thanks for talking to us. All the best of luck against Rovers.
Take care. Bye.